Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I thought we would talk about losing things. And, you know, it can be anything from your keys to your favorite book or my favorite, the cordless phone. So instinctively now, I buy phones that have at least four handsets because, you know, once I put it down, it's gone. There have been times that I have found a headset a couple of years after I've changed out the phone system. And it always makes me chuckle because it made me realize that even though things are lost to us, they're never lost to God, right? And so I have come to the conclusion that if whatever I lose isn't like life changing or life stopping, I'm okay with that. And it makes my day a little better. And it makes my life a whole lot better. And, you know, when I was younger, my mother would always say, stop looking for things. When you stop looking for them, then you'll actually find them. And of course, when you're young, you don't think that's true. But as you get older, you have kids of your own, and you start finding yourself saying the same things to them, and they're true. And so, you know, what I do is I look at my day, and I look at whatever obstacle I face, and I try to figure out how I can turn that into a lesson for myself and help inspire someone else. So, you know, and then there are things that we lose that really are of no benefit to us, right? They're just things we've become accustomed to having in our lives or keeping around, but they serve no tangible or even intangible purpose other than they collect dust and they're just there. And, you know, it's interesting because when you're younger and you lose something, it just rattles you differently than when you've, you know, gotten older and you go, oh, okay, it'll show up later, right? Unless you throw it in a garbage can, which I've done that too. But my point to you is that if you lose something, you know, be okay with that. Be okay with the fact that you will more than likely find it again later. Don't stress yourself out. You know, if you are that concerned about it, make a mental note, put it on a sticky and stick it on the wall, stick it on a refrigerator, but don't let it stick to your mind. Because the key is to not create our own chaos, to not generate our own problems. And, you know, you can lose a key and you can replace a key. Locksmiths are great. AAA comes out, they'll, you know, locksmith is taken care of. No problem. You can lose a book. You buy it and replace it if you lose the book. If it's a library book, you buy it for a little bit more and you got to do a little different with it. But the point is still the same. And I don't understand why we become so critical of ourselves and downright, you know, angry sometimes with ourselves when we lose something. I just want to tell you that it's okay, right? And if it's important, then you'll figure out how to fix it, or either God will put it back into your life. If it's important and neither of those two things happen, then you'll work around it. And it'll be okay. It's not going to stop your life. Now, the problem with that is that if you fixate on it and that becomes your focus, you know, you're upset, you're running around, you're not thinking, you know, then it causes a problem in your life. But if you just let it go, I promise you, I lose enough stuff each day to where I can tell you that it's never far away and it's probably right under your nose. And as my mother used to tell me, when you stop looking for it, you will find it. So, you know, that's just one of those things during my day that just happens, right? And I didn't realize how frequently, you know, I was losing things. And realistically, I think in my case, I always go, it's not lost. It's just, you just can't see it. You know, I usually call my son if it's something important and he'll come up and he'll find it. And sometimes I will sit there and I'll look for it and then I'll be like, man, I got to call him again. You know, and he'll say, Mommy, how do you keep losing things? Well, they don't do that anymore, but they used to say, why do you keep losing things? And I would be saying, because I'm in the dark and I can't see. That's how come I lose things. So then I started putting glow-in-the-dark tape on things. One of my favorite cousins sent me some tape that was just terrific. And that stuff is amazing. And all you have to do is you take the item and you stick it into the light for, I don't know how many minutes it has to stay in the light. And then you put it on whatever you want to tape. And it stays charged. Now, the problem is if you don't go out into the light or you don't get anyone else to put it out in the light, then it doesn't do you a whole lot of good. But point is still the same. There's a way to do what you need to do. And I think that with everything else that's going on, we don't need anything else stressing us out, upsetting us, or, you know, causing us to lose sleep. Because I'm thinking about it, and I'm thinking about all the things that I used to worry about, you know, and none of those things even make a difference today in my life, right? Now, occasionally, somebody else will lose your stuff for you. They'll toss it by mistake, or they'll toss it because they say you may not need it, which that's always a whole nother issue, because if you have somebody else in the house, then a lot of times our first thought is, I wonder if they took my stuff. Right? Or I wonder if they moved my stuff, right? But again, if it doesn't come back to you, it wasn't meant for you, you don't need it, you either can replace it. But you give yourself a break, breathe through it, relax your mind. And like I said, if it worries you, make a note of it. When you go to the store, replace it. But free your mind from the stress that comes from worrying about what you cannot find. Because I am convinced that, you know, everything we are looking for is very near. You know, it's always there. Okay. You know, I think the only thing that I can remember recently that I lost was some cash. So that, you know, that tends to frazzle you if you are looking for your cash for something specifically. And again, there's another way you can go around that. You know, I just don't carry a lot of cash. I use my card, and that makes that a little easier. But like I said, there are things that we lose in life that we really just don't need. And I am a strong proponent of the thought that God will move us in ways that we would never move ourselves. And I believe that if, you know, we lose something, you know, he'll take care of us. I have not had a situation occur where God has not come through and taken care of my problem. I just haven't, you know. Now, you know, you might say, well, what about your eyes? Well, that's totally different. You know, that was a surgical situation. And, it's not that God can't do it. It's just that that's not his thing for me right now. And I'm okay with that, because I believe God has perfect timing. So, you know, whatever he does is all right with me, because he woke me up this morning and I am thankful for that. And that's really how I go through my day. You know, that and the fact I go, Lord, thank you that I don't have that problem. Or Lord, thank you that I do not have that problem. Right? So don't look for problems. Don't look for ways to make yourself upset, and breathe through whatever's going on in your life. Give yourself a break and, you know, have a happier tomorrow. So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and a restful evening of peace. Let go, breathe, and release. Until we speak again, be joyful.